Welcome to Lacrosse and Sport, the podcast for the fastest game on 2 feet and America's fastest growing sport. Here are your hosts, Roger Welton and Steve Jordan.
And Sport, our first podcast of the new year. Welcome back, everybody, and happy new year to everybody, and especially big happy new year to my buddy, brother from another mother in California. Hello, Steve.
What's up, Raj? Hello.
Yeah, this is the first we've actually spoken this new year, isn't it?
It certainly is, and that's too bad. I wish it was not like that. I reached out, but you were skiing in West Virginia, which, you know, is probably a modest ski resort, but right now I think it's one of the better ski resorts because everywhere else in the country, especially the high-end ones over here on the West Coast, are not getting any snow. I'm headed to Utah in a week and a half with our buddies Brian, Danny, and Jake, and we've been stressing for the past week and a half that we might be skiing on dirt.
Well, I was supposed to be on that trip, but I was too busy this time of year. That's all the glory days, Lax boys, Lax brothers from the good old days. West Virginia was amazing. I actually skied in a blizzard just about every day. It was amazing, you know, for East Coast skiing. But we're not here to talk about skiing. We got a very special guest tonight, a good friend of mine. Never thought I'd be calling a 23-year-old young man a good buddy of mine, but I've never enjoyed a young man's company as I have Billy Gibbs. Billy Gibbs is a new to the Space Coast. Billy Gibbs is a graduate of the storied high school program Warden Melville, in Long Island, New York. And he attended Rensselaer Polytech and played lacrosse there for 4 years, where he was a two-year all-conference midfielder. He's now here coaching with us here in the Space Coast and is helping us to elevate the level of ball. And he's going to tell us all about various things about comparing and contrasting coming from a hotbed lacrosse area to coming to now to this emerging market, and also going to tell us all about the Big Wave lacrosse camp he and his buddies are putting on this weekend. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. First
our
of
pleasure.
All, absolutely love the weather down here. First biggest part of the move was, wow, Florida is just awesome all year round. Even over this past weekend where we were playing in like mid-40s, it was still fantastic. But
I still got a tan. It was sunny.
Oh yeah. I got a little sunburn too.
Yeah.
But no, absolutely was a huge move for me down here, and a little bit of a culture shock that I'm still working through. But no, it's been nothing but positive so far.
Steve, Billy was also
good
integral.
For you.
You know, we do that exhibition game against the college team every year. The local college team is Florida State College. Well, this year we had Billy on our team. Normally it's a bunch of us, you know, middle-aged old guys, and we bring Billy and his roommate Chris from RPI, and we actually ran with them to within one goal. So that was pretty
awesome. Good, yeah. Nice. Well, it's there's no better way of getting acclimated into a community than to jump onto a lacrosse field and or hang out with some lacrosse comrades. You know, it's a brotherhood no matter where you live and where you're from. So that's the beauty of the lacrosse game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the first biggest thing before I even started my career down here, which I had the job before I moved down. But before I even actually had my first day, I was already getting in the coaching mix and you know, meeting everybody from the programs down here and making some friends that have turned out to, I mean, like Roger, turned out to be what's looking to be lifelong at this point. Like we have a really good thing going on, and we're just going to keep developing this program as much as we can, which is great.
Roger probably knows the answers to this because you see him more and you guys are closer, but I don't know the answer to this. Tell me a little bit how and why you got down there, and how were you recruited? Did you seek it out, or did they find you? How did that all emerge?
Are you talking as far as for work?
Yeah.
So I originally moved down here summer of 2015. I came down with my parents. My dad got relocated. We're on the Space Coast here, down in Melbourne. And I figured I might as well start applying for internships. Don't really want to move out of the house yet. I was a sophomore in college at the time. So whereas between sophomore and junior year. So I started applying internships, landed one. a solid two internships later, and I got a full-time offer and decided I was loving it down here, was loving the company that I was working for, and that this would be where I wanted to start off.
What was the company?
Northrop Grumman. Design airplanes for the military. Awesome. Along with a whole bunch of other different technology, doing engineering work.
Excellent.
RPI is an engineering school. They're actually called the Rensselaer Polytech Engineers. For a while there, you tried to steal our name, the Red Hawks. You were there, Red Hawks, there for a little while, right? A few years there.
I think I don't know how many years, but around 2011, I think we dropped it, and I was bummed. This was right before I showed up in 2012, 2013, and I mean, engineers, you think it's not a flashy name. Red Hawks is a really cool one, but we rolled with it. We called ourselves the Nears. We joked around about it all the time. We loved it. So
that's a solid program. I had the pleasure of playing against RPI, as we discussed in pre-show, Steve. Played RPI two of my 4 years at Montclair State, and it was a really nice level of ball playing against them. Usually it was a top 20 matchup, and I believe Billy and I have discussed, we both follow our alma maters. Still a pretty good out-of-conference rivalry. They play each other just about every year. It's interesting, Steve, how Billy and I met. I was on my way home from work, and, you know, worked a little bit later than typical at the clinic. I was still in my scrubs, and I stopped by my favorite sports bar. You know it. What is it?
Yep. It's Beef O'Brady's.
I ordered some food at the bar, and I looked over, and Billy, I see Billy, see this young dude wearing a lacrosse shirt. Billy, you remember that?
Yeah, I was hanging out with my older brother watching a New York Rangers game. I'm a big Rangers fan. Next thing I know, he just overhears me say the word lacrosse, and Roger pops his head out, and
I can see it.
I hear lacrosse. You know that, Steve. I'm just like, I couldn't help but overhear the word lacrosse.
which I was surprised, because nobody down here, it's not as big as it is up in New York, right? Some people don't even know the game at all. So just to hear somebody, you're talking about lacrosse. Yeah. Got it. Instantly excited to talk more lacrosse.
And of all the people you happen to run into, your antennas are up looking for a way to get into lacrosse. And of all the people you run into, you run into me.
Right.
which is crazy.
There are no coincidences.
No,
that's awesome.
There aren't, because we've been a great team since Billy joined up. So real quick, since Billy's gotten here, you know, got acquainted, got to know each other. I brought Billy along on to coach with the Space Coast Stingrays, our travel team. And he came in and basically installed our entire offense, clearing packages, a lot of good stuff. He's been a phenomenal offensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, and now we're promoting Billy to take over the entire program, which I'm really excited about, and I'm going to bring my focus back down to the youth. So, a lot of great things in store, and, you know, I remember back in the day, I was the young guy, you know, getting things rolling, and here I am getting older, and now I see my heir apparent, you know, coming up, and it's good to know that there's going to be some generational overlap there. But I'm not done yet, Billy.
No, you're not. I'll get you back into the high school game eventually.
Oh, well, I'll get back there. My son's 9 years old right now, so, you know, I got to focus on his team. Got
of course.
Anything to chime in on there, Steve? Questions for Billy?
No, just I think it's great. Congratulations on your, you know, development and growth in the sport there in the community and helping to grow it. You know, Roger and I jumped in the community there about 3.5 years ago and opened up a lacrosse store that we recently just closed down to help grow the community and offer lacrosse equipment sales and other types of apparel, team apparel as well. And, you know, I knew nothing about lacrosse in that area. I have been in Los Angeles now 16 years, and I got into it a little bit here. I trained a couple professional lacrosse players. I played for men's league, and you know, but I still was not really that involved in it until the store and coming there and now doing our camps there. And it's really gratifying. I mean, I'm sure you realize that already in the short time you've been there, but and the short times that I spend there, it's awesome to see the community and how they are really taking an affection to lacrosse and to the sport, excuse me, and to the way that it brings people together and the rivalries and the tournament play. Roger has done an extraordinary job to be able to help grow that and nurture that growth and be able to even expand it beyond what most were able to even vision, have in their vision. You know, Roger's got a really big vision for it, and, you know, he couldn't have a better mentor. So congratulations to you both on that. And it's really great to be on the sidelines and, you know, seeing this all. And, you know, I'll be there in the summer for our camp that hopefully I'll see you there again. So, you know, it's all always great. It's good to see it growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to that point, I was coming from up north. I was a little shocked at how well developed the infrastructure, or how well it was already laid down here with the youth program, the way it was, the high school teams already being where they are now. All the northern kids always joke around, and lacrosse doesn't exist south of Virginia. We always joke around about that. Yeah. And coming down here, I didn't really expect to see much, you know, and to have the programs the way they are right now, and to let me just jump straight into the high school game and try to teach high school kids to play at the higher level is awesome. Really is. I was not expecting it.
So let me ask you a question. You came from a lacrosse hotbed, obviously, and, you know, I don't even know what that hotbed looks like. I've been down here for quite a while, left that area to go to vet school and kind of never looked back, really. I was in Long Island for a few years, but I was so focused on my career, I didn't even really think about lacrosse at that time, the brief three-year interlude that I didn't think about lacrosse. But what's it like, from your perspective, coming from a hotbed like Long Island, like RPI, you know, that's up by, like, Albany, right, RPI? It's way up
there. Yeah, about 15 minutes about north.
So that another lacrosse hotbed area, but coming from there and then coming to here, what are some of the things that you see that are similar that really, you know, are kind of, I guess, ubiquitous to the game of lacrosse and the culture of lacrosse, and what are some glaring differences? I'd be curious.
So a few things that are different is, let me start off on the differences. Really the community. The communities, way more support, a lot more support coming from just sponsorships. And I mean, you start to see, we have banners hanging around some of the fields. We get some sponsors from local companies, but as a whole, it's night and day how much more support from the communities you get up north. Teams are covered, high school teams are covered front page of the sports sections. It's stuff like that, which I think it can develop down here. Absolutely, it'll get to that point. But overall, that I think that's the biggest thing, is just how seriously everybody considers the sport of lacrosse. Right.
Right.
If you consider though the length of time that the game has been played in the Northeast, I mean, I don't know the exact number. Roger, you might know better, but, like, let's say 80 years, right, as opposed
absolutely.
To 15
absolutely.
Or 10.
Well, started in our town, New Jersey, started in 1968 is when lacrosse started there.
Yeah, so you got generations that, you know, grew up at least hearing it or knowing it, so that's going to make sense.
Exactly, and I'm not saying it's that big. It's not a problem. I mean, it's really not.
Yeah.
It's, the sport's going to continue to grow like it's growing down here, and before we know it, it's going to be just like it is up north. In a matter of time, in maybe a few decades or so, years down the road, I believe it will be. At the speed it's growing down here, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So similarities, Billy.
Similarities. That's a tough one. It's been a while since I've been in the lacrosse fray on Long Island. I'd say the competition level, the intensity levels, which you'll get really, no matter where you go, as long as the athletes care about the sport.
Which
I'm starting to see. Some of these kids eat, sleep all across. Like they,
a certain
they
young man named Jared come
sport.
To mind.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Some of these younger guys, especially that have been playing through the youth program for years, it's their life. It's going to be their life, and that's absolutely what you see up north.
Right.
It's lacrosse is their life. They know up north. They know that's how they're going to get into the school they want to go to, is through lacrosse, stuff like that. And with kids down here thinking the same type of mindset, you can see it on the field. They are intense, and that's the one glaring similarity is the kids absolutely caring about the sport.
And with
awesome.
With the Sunshine State Conference, which is Division II, you got all these Florida teams here now. That there's legitimate opportunity for these kids to play in college. Division II ball here is not quite to the level of Division III ball up north. It's still very up and coming, but still to be able to go to FIT, you know, an engineering school, or to go to Stetson or Tampa University or Eckerd or St. Leo's, you got just a lot of opportunity to play in college and have a ball. And you know, it's not quite the level of your very best Division III up north, but it's getting better every year. Every time I go to an FIT game, or every year I go, I just see they're exponentially getting better, and they're actually padding their teams now with some actual Florida recruits. They're not all from Maryland, New Jersey, New York, you know, which is pretty neat. But Steve, you know, you and I have talked about this. It's funny you brought that up, Billy, because there's something about the game of lacrosse that gets in your veins. It gets in your veins when you're young. Remember, you know, I'm sure you went through this too, Billy. Always sticks in the trunk. You know, no matter where you went, you could whip out the stick, whether you're at the beach, in a parking lot, doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, sticks are always with you. To me, I don't know if it's still the same, but lacrosse players, at least here I see, and certainly when Steve and I were younger, have their own fashion. It's their own look, right? Remember for us, it was...
Mm-hmm.
You know, the droopy shorts showing your boxer short, you know,
yep.
And
the ankle
socks
and what
with
I also
black
love
cleats,
too, is that
black sneakers.
Lacrosse players are also they have an affinity towards a college team or a brand, like we're talking about culture in lacrosse. Like you don't see football players running around necessarily wearing like football jerseys all the time, like. You know, like lacrosse players are always wearing like maybe they're a college sport. Like growing up, mine was always Maryland. Yours was what was yours? North Carolina?
Well, I was realistic at a young age. I knew I wasn't going to play at Maryland. I loved Rutgers. I knew I wasn't going to play at Maryland. I actually loved Montclair State. Loved it. I followed the team. I read about them in the paper. Remember actually reading papers, guys?
You had a green pair. Didn't you have a green pair of lacrosse shorts that were from somewhere? Like
yeah, I stole those from somebody.
Dartmouth or something like that?
Yeah. I remember those. Wow, you got some memory to think. My green shorts. Yeah, I love those green shorts. I forgot. Was it Ithaca maybe? Is Ithaca green?
No.
No, they're red. I forget. But I know what you're talking about. My green shorts. I stole those from somebody. Accidentally ended up with those.
Yeah, that was the other thing too. We used to trade shorts.
Oh yeah.
Trading was always trading. Everything was such a huge part of the lacrosse world.
Yeah.
Trading sticks, trading, trading shorts.
It's actually interesting. I mean, you learn to trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like trading is it's a craft. It's a system of like communication of business and
it's very
so
Native
so
American.
It's a very,
right.
Very organic. Yeah, totally.
Right. That they didn't really have currency. They traded. They traded stuff.
Wampum.
So a little tangent there. These little tangents are always a little fun. Billy is one of the things I wanted to get to tonight is he and his RPI fellow RPI buddies, a bunch of former All Conference and All American RPI players, are coming down here to put on a camp this weekend. And we already got a substantial number of signups. And let me just kind of briefly tell you guys about some of these guys. So we know all about Billy. Billy graduated at RPI, two-time All-Conference midfielder team captain, graduated in 2016. He is the now new head coach of the Space Coast Stingrays and the offensive coordinator for Vieira High School, one of the marquee programs in the county. And he's the director of the Big Wave Camp. Let me make sure I'm pronouncing this right, Billy. Brennan McNeely.
Brennan McNeely.
It's kind of spelled funny.
It's extremely Irish. His full name is Brennan Finian McNeely.
Oh, wow. That is very Irish. So he graduated RPI in 2017, two-time All-American, also team captain, was in the North v. South All-Star Game, and was the all-time RPI leading scorer and Lacrosse Magazine Division III Rookie of the Year 2014. This guy must be sick.
So
the guy
Brennan
who lives here
is,
now? Is that correct?
He lives with me. He just moved down a few months ago.
Wow.
We're living out in Cocoa Beach. Brennan's one of those lefty attackmen where you feed him the ball from anywhere. It doesn't matter how fast pass is coming in, where it is. He's catching it, and the ball's in the back of the net in a split second.
Just a dynamic
he is
finisher.
some of the best hands. He's the best finisher I've ever seen. It's insane how well he is around the net. Now you'll see him. You're like, this kid's not an insane athlete, because he's not. And he's just so good with his stick. He plays to that game, and he's really good at it, as you can tell by all his accolades.
That's crazy.
Being the all-time leading goal scorer at RPI, he's done a really good job.
Coming from that program, that's impressive. Very impressive. Mm-hmm. And he'll play on our men's team, correct?
I hope so. He said he will.
Hope so. No, he better.
Oh, he will. Oh,
look out, East Florida State College. We got this little surprise for you.
He's itching to play some lax too. So I'm sure he will.
Awesome. Let me just continue with your campers here. John Phillips, RPI graduate 2016, two-time All-American defenseman, also captain, played in the North v. South All-Star Game. And David Gibbs is your younger brother. He's an RPI graduate 2017, all-conference goalie, New York State Class A champion / national champion, Ward Melville High School 2013. And last but not least, Chris. This is the Chris I know and love, right?
Right.
On the men's league. Chris lives here already. He's a 2015 graduate, midfielder and attackman. Mm-hmm. And he was an all-conference and academic All-America and played in the Delaware North-South All-Star Game. So quite a resume of young talent there that's going to be running this camp. Steve, what do you think?
Yeah, it sounds extraordinary. I'm jealous. I want to come.
Tell us about the camp, Billy. What's your plans?
My plan is to really focus individually by position to start off. We're going to go through all sorts of different high school level, college level drills to really focus in on every player's type of individual and position-based skill set before following into really a lot more fun type drills. We're gonna be up and down the field doing odd man opportunity stuff, 3v2s, man up, man down, some 6-on-6 stuff like that. Really after the hard position-based skills, we'll get into having some fun, because that's what all these kids down here want to do is have fun and having the opportunity to just have some college experience players, just watch and correct things as you play in these game situational type drills, I think will be a huge benefit for these middle school and high school level players, who many of them are going to be trying out for their high school's varsity team in the following weeks. So
your timing's good. The time, Steve, high school ball starts here. Tryouts are the 29th, I think, right?
29th. That was done on purpose. The placement of this camp was 100% on purpose. I wanted to be the final tune-up for many players before they go on to tryouts.
That's awesome. What stimulated your entrepreneurship to be able to do this and want to do this, initiate the camp?
So the whole Big Wave brand kind of snowballed out of me just wanting to run a camp for the exact reasons that I spoke of before. I wanted a final tune-up. We're now in the part of January where the high school coaches, we're not allowed to have practices with our players. So I wanted to have an opportunity, not a team-based function, to go out and still teach the game and still develop players and have them get ready for their season. And it turned into, all right, what am I going to call it? And that turned into, all right, let's create some cool logos. Let's brand it out. And now I'm going to have a big wave lacrosse line and hopefully camps.
Awesome. I love
camps
the name.
To run in the future.
Steve, go to spacecoastelitelax.com and click on Big Wave Lacrosse. You got to see this logo. It's guess who cool. did it?
Greg Lee.
The great Greg Lee. Yeah. The
awesome.
Logo master.
Greg is awesome.
He is amazing. It is so cool, and so you got all these kids already asking because they see it on the website. They're like, "Can we get T-shirts like that? Can we get they're getting a reversible camp penny with it, of course." And it's just there's a buzz about it. I think you keep the camp at a low price. I think you're just gonna clean up on the apparel, start taking that to lacrosse tournaments.
That's the plan. I'm gonna start bringing everywhere. A few kids. One of the biggest ones, Cole Steiger. Our goalie for the Stingrays.
Our crazy
he's
goalie.
he's ever since I told him first about it, it's when's this coming out? When are you coming out with this and that?
He's
excited about it.
Do you have hats? You have baseball. You have hats.
They're to come. Like, yeah. I said, this kind of just started snowballing out of nowhere in I'd say November. So by the summer tournaments, thank you. By the summer tournaments, I plan on having a full line of apparel to be a vendor at all the different tournaments down here.
Very
awesome.
Smart.
Good for you. Yeah.
So I told you he's beyond his years.
Yes.
Oh, it's exciting.
Fantastic.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Well, I've seen, to the respect to the millennials. Are you a millennial?
Yes, he is.
What's the cutoff? Right? I don't know what the cutoff is for being a millennial.
I don't know either.
But...
Me neither. So let's just say you're a millennial or somewhere near where. And, the millennials are so far ahead than where we were at your age, because they have seen so much, access to so much than we had at your age. It's really great to see. I've seen so many people within my industry and fitness, creating things and doing things and being entrepreneurs and at an age where it wasn't even a thought in my mind at that time. So it's really cool to see.
23, I got, what was I doing at 23? I think it was on my fifth year of college.
Right.
That's pre-veterinary school. I had to do that extra year.
All we cared about were girls and drinking
lacrosse.
And hanging out.
Hey,
we were thinking about building businesses and
while building airplanes
like
for Northrop Grumman.
Yeah,
I'll tell you, there's no free time. I'm run out of free time. It doesn't exist anymore.
Don't worry about it. You'll get it later on.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah,
I hope so. At least
it's not going to get any easier now that you're taking over the Stingrays as well. But lacrosse has been a huge part of your life. It is. It's part of what got you down here, right? Having the opportunity to go to RPI, play lacrosse there, have the opportunity
absolutely,
to graduate
absolutely.
From there, work for Grumman. And, you didn't run into me by chance, as Steve said. Nothing happens by coincidence. I think we're definitely meant to connect there and take lacrosse to the next level collectively. So, hey, listen, I'm really looking forward to the camp. For anybody listening who's not yet signed up, just go to Space Coast Elite Lax. It's for 7th through 12th graders, boys only. Billy's not ready to coach girls yet.
Yeah. I need to learn the rules of their game first just recruit coaches that do.
It's challenging. I tried coaching just my daughter's little six-year-old team. I was like, whoa, this is different. But the camp is 2 days, 4 hours each day from 11:30 to 3:30. Is that correct, Billy?
11 to 3:30, half-hour break in the middle.
Because okay. There's a 30-minute break in the middle. And right. That's on Saturday and Sunday, McKnight Park in Rockledge. So if you have not yet signed up, by all means, go for it. $85, an incredible price for that amount of camp time with that kind of expertise. So really looking forward to seeing the product. Any final thoughts there, Steve?
I wish you the best with that. I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback and having you on as a guest and continuing the journey and the growth of lacrosse in that area.
How about we mail him a t-shirt? We'll get you a t-shirt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, on the house.
We'll go buy Coastal with that.
Hey, what size are you these days?
An extra small.
Want to walk around looking muscular, dude?
Yeah, right.
I'm a solid medium.
Solid medium. All right.
Sounds good.
The mediums will be tight on you, I promise.
All right, then.
They run a little small.
All right, large.
You got it.
All right, gentlemen.
My guns to show.
Yeah, always. It's always been that way, Billy. So, Billy, thanks for coming on the show. Much appreciated. I hope this won't be the last time. I don't think it will be.
I don't think it will be. Appreciate you guys having me on. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
Absolutely.
Steve, my brother. Awesome to connect. Have a great night, everybody.
Always.